Well, what do you mean we're organic matter?
We're cells. Cells on cells, building and multiplying to make us.
Okay.
Cells die after right. a certain period of time.
Right.
Once we pass, our body disappears. Cells all die. We're organic matter. We are cells.
So
that,
you're...
Like grass. Like those plants in the corner. We're all cells. We're all organic matter. We're all just dirt that was piled up to make people... We're no different than that or that.
You're just talking about the physical being. You're not talking about the spiritual.
Well, there's no proof that consciousness exists.
There's no proof of it?
Or soul.
So you're saying that we have no soul?
Me, pretty much.
So, in other words, we can act... On our own desires.
Our self-awareness was through evolution. That's about it. There's no proof we have a conscience. There's no proof we have a soul.
Well, if that's the case, then what's the sense in worrying about morals and scruples? Right and wrong?
Yeah.
The fact is, the way we have evolved without natural selection to destroy the weaker. Get rid of the immoral. Get rid of all of that. Because we live in a society that comforts and coddles retards and broken folk. We have to rely on being good, decent people to make life easy. But people don't like that because that's hard work. Morals and scruples and all the fables and all the stories that tell of how you should act are made so that the whole society... acts that way because then, well, that would make life easier for everybody. Everybody pitched in the same amount, easier. People don't do that, so life's tough.
Huh. So.
But I find human beings being no more spectacular than trees and grass and.
So you really don't believe you have a soul?
Pretty much.
Spirit.
Pretty much.
So that means your mom can cheat on me, I can cheat on her, it's a cool thing?
She's never said that. That's not a part of the soul or the spirit. That's
well, if you don't have one, what difference does it make?
You're not going to heaven or hell because it doesn't exist.
Right. So,
the reason you have morals and scruples is because it makes life smoother and easier. You just sin and do all of the bad stuff. That makes life hard for everybody.
Well, that means that I should be able to go into work and shoot Rick McVinny in the face.
Because he's made life miserable for me.
What's stopping you?
The idea of Jesus Christ exists.
There you go. And he said, don't do it.
Because physically, there's nothing stopping you from doing it.
No. I'm very capable
but
of doing it.
This the whole know. Subject started on ghosts, and that there are no ghosts.
Well, a ghost is a spirit. Not just a flesh and blood creature, because they lost that a long time ago.
The conversations we have as a family.
Mm. Trying to convince him that Jesus exists.
He said he would go to church.
The old man doesn't understand.
I
understand the reason behind the Bible, Jesus and God. I just don't believe in them as a physical
you sound
entity.
Like Ramses. You priests and
what did he say? He called them Pharisees and priests made these gods so the people would worship after you.
I find God and all that necessary for our evolution.
Our evolution?
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have evolved without that. But people, Christians, often don't take the full commitment of being an actual Christian. They just hide behind the name of it.
I see.
I find the religion to be faulty. Therefore, I distrust most of it.
Doctrine.
Because humans are behind it. Humans, as we know, are imperfect. I understand